This is Michael Youssef, and you're listening to today's My Devotional from Leading the Way. Uncompromising truth for everyday faith. The 27th of April, 2026. Call upon the Lord. I often say that my greatest inheritance was hearing my grandfather praying and pouring out his heart to the Lord in the middle of the night on behalf of the next generation of believers. In vain do we build big houses while our spiritual homes are crumbling. In vain do we pursue worldly success when spiritually we are bereft. The only way our families will stand is for us to go to our knees in prayer, trusting God and calling on Him to act on behalf of His people for the glory of His name. When our children see us clinging to the promises of God, they will grow up trusting in His goodness. If we fail as adults to pray for and with the next generation, then they will become spiritually unsure. When a generation begins to feel defeated and uncertain, its people begin to lose their spiritual balance. They may half-heartedly attend church, but inwardly they have lost their biblical moorings. Only God can build a home and guard a city. And that is why we need to call upon the Lord on behalf of the next generation. We need to call upon the Lord for our homes, for our cities, and for our nation. Through prayer, we have incredible power to influence the next generation. Behind so many of the godly men and women who have impacted the world for the kingdom, you will find somebody who was praying for them. When we call upon the Lord for the next generation, we can trust that the Lord will work in their lives to cultivate their relationship with Him, to bring them wisdom, to develop their spiritual and intellectual powers, to firm their resolve to walk with Him, to nurture the love of God, and to become powerhouses for Him. Join me in prayer. Father, I pray that my children would trust You as they see me cling to Your promises. I pray that You would work in their lives and that they would have a deep, growing relationship with You. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.